Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I've done, as we speak on this Wednesday, 2,268 consecutive games.
Gary Pressey certainly hasn't lost count over the years.
Well, Frank Sinatra, Chicago.
In fact, the 2015 season makes 29 years behind the giant Lowry organ, high atop his beloved Wrigley Field.
Walking up the stairs and you hear the organ going, I mean, it's like a cathedral.
But landing the job of Cubs organist was a path he says he paved long ago.
A lifetime Cub fan, when I was 5 years old, I would be living a dream. I'd be playing in the backyard baseball. I'd be doing the announcing, doing the organ music. So it has really come full circle for me here.
For Pressey, the job is a labor of love.
Let's go, Cubs. Let's go, Cubs.
He usually arrives 3 to 4 hours before game time to prepare. Everything from Sinatra to Lady Gaga to Pharrell, he does his homework for his audience.
So I try to aim to please everyone.
But tickling the ivories also requires good baseball instincts as well.
You got to have that baseball judgment of what to play in and make sure you do it at the appropriate time.
But sadly, the job of organist has become a bit of a dying breed, with many ballparks opting for canned music instead.
I would say maybe half of the ballparks, maybe even a little more, do have organs. But I think Wrigley Field has the most extensive sound of the organ at a ballpark.
Well, Pressey says he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
I hope to continue for a long time and have some postseason action in October. That would be great.
Lisa Fielding, News Radio on 105.9 FM.